This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the Northeast India's relevance will grow with time as he urged the foreign envoys to familiarize themselves with the region and to share its qualities with the government and the industries. Virtually addressing a meeting of the ambassadors for the upcoming Northeast Investors Summit 2025 yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar said that the Northeast region is the heart of many key Indian policies. He said that the Northeast adjoins five of our neighbors on land. Its boundaries are the interface between the Indian subcontinent and the ASEAN. The External Affairs Minister said that many recent initiatives involving India's immediate neighbors emanate from this region. He also added that the Union government has prioritized the development of the Northeast region. The Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh called on the Italian Defense Minister Guido Crosetto in Rome yesterday to further enhance the bilateral defense cooperation as a key pillar of India-Italy strategic partnership. He also co-chaired the 11th India-Italy annual bilateral joint defense committee meeting with the Italian counterpart Luisa Riccardi. They discussed a wide range of defense, security, and the industrial cooperation issues, including the maritime cooperation and the information sharing arrangements between India and Italy. The Enforcement Directorate ED has filed a charge sheet in Delhi's Rao Avenue court, naming Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi in money laundering case related to the National Herald newspaper. The charge sheet also names the Congress overseas chief Sam Pitorda. The matter of the further proceedings will follow on the 25th of this month. A prosecution complaint has been filed under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. The ED also questioned Robert Vadra yesterday in connection with the money laundering probe linked to the land deal in Haryana. The case is related to the purchase of land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. The investigation agency has again summoned Mr. Vadra for questioning today. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Danish counterpart Mette Frederiksen during this telephonic conversation. Both the leaders reaffirmed the strong support for the India-Denmark Green Strategic Partnership and discussed enhancing the cooperation across the sectors for the benefit of the people of both the countries. Recalling the high-level exchanges between both the countries ever since the launch of the Green Strategic Partnership in 2020, the leaders noted the expansion of the Green Strategic Partnership in various fields and have created favorable conditions for the Danish investments to India to contribute to green transition. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has awarded 28 blocks under the Open Acreage Licensing Policy, bid around 9, with an area of over 1,36,000 square kilometers. Highlighting the significance, the Petroleum and the Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said that it will help India reach its untapped energy potential and reduce the import dependency. He said that this will be the far-reaching implications on the energy sector. Two men from Telangana working at Modern Bakery in Dubai were brutally murdered by a co-worker from Pakistan, reportedly over a communal altercation. Two others were critically injured in the incident and they are currently undergoing treatment. Their condition is said to be critical but stable. The attack took place on 11th of April, sparking concern and fear among the Indian community in Dubai. India has strongly rejected and motivated the baseless comments made by the Pakistan on the Waqf Amendment Act enacted by the Parliament. In response to the media queries regarding the comments made by the Pakistan on the Waqf Bill, the MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that Pakistan has no locus in standi in comment on the matter that is internal to India. In the IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 16 runs in Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.